The Army, Navy, and Air Force's individual versions of the F-35 may be on the budget chopping block. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey says budget pressure may make variants of the aircraft unaffordable. Now, maintenance problems are showing up in the plane's trials. Winslow Wheeler's director at the Strauss Military Reform Project for the Center for Defense Information, and he is hearing more about the F-35 trials, and he's with me now to talk about the project. Winslow, always good to have you on the program.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming on this afternoon. You are writing about the F-35. What are some of the concerns that people are voicing both inside and outside the Pentagon about the aircraft?
Well, after what you said, General Dempsey said, the Secretary of Navy rushed out to the USS Wasp, where they're conducting these sea trials for the Marine Corps version of the F-35, and he quickly decided, with the assistance of the Marine Corps, to put on a show and tell for the press on the airplane. The press went out. They were told whatever they wanted to tell the press. And the press came back. They took good notes and they reported what they were told and nothing else. No follow up, checking with sources. Is this right? Is there more to this story? No journalism. And that got somebody I know agitated, who's informed about the program, and through a middle person, I got some information, and it was quite clear that the press was not asking standard questions, and the press was not doing things like checking their sources, if they had them. What do you think of this? Is this right? Bouncing it off other sources. Rather, they were just regurgitating what they were fed. And I think that's a serious problem these days. We have people talking about cutting government, and some of these people are talking about cutting the auditors and the investigators in government as a safe cost-saving measure. I don't buy that at all. We should be getting more oversight, especially in this budget environment, not less. And the sorry performance of a lot of people, not all of them, but a lot of people in our national press, are part of this syndrome we've got in this country, we've developed in this country, that let's not scratch the surface of things and find out what's really going on.
Well, let's talk about the aircraft, because normally in a situation like this, I'd be a little skeptical, but you're identifying some pretty specific situations here. You're writing, the two F-35Bs involved in the sea trials had been diverted to Patuxent River Naval Air Station to be repaired the previous week, presumably for fixes the crew on the Wasp were unable to perform. One of the aircraft flying for the press Corps, identified as BF-4, broke again after the media event, a problem with the upper lift fan door actuator. Now, I'm not going to pretend I know what that is, but the fact that you're able to be so specific certainly lends some credibility to this as to why people aren't paying more attention to it.
Well, yeah, there remains people in the Pentagon who are quite concerned about these things, and when they see their own leadership behaving incompletely with the press, and the press swallowing it whole, they start making phone calls. Yes, this airplane, especially the Marine Corps' B model, has had unending problems. We're only about 20% of the way through the flight test program, and the flight test program is a very truncated one. We're going to have a lot more to learn about problems with this airplane. The press flacks for the Marine Corps and the Navy keep on saying, oh, it's wonderful, we're running now, not crawling, and all kinds of loose rhetoric to try to promote the program, because they're nervous that it's not just the politics of the thing, but as Dempsey said, the program's being looked at severely by some people in the Pentagon, and it's not just because there's a budget shortage. It's also because this airplane is unaffordable and it's underperforming. It's not anywhere near what it should be in terms of the kinds of airplanes we need in the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps. The Marine Corps is going to have an air wing. The Marine Corps has so hogtied itself with bad aviation ideas, that it's denying itself the future it desperately wants in aviation.
From a budget perspective, and based on your experience working on these issues, especially your experience on the Hill, what do you do at this point with the F-35 program? If it's having the problems that it's having, is it salvageable, or is this something you have to scrap even though you have billions of dollars invested in it and look at something else?
Sadly, these problems are designed into the DNA of the F-35. It was conceived as a supersonic STOVL airplane back in DARPA, in the 1980s. Then somebody had the brilliant idea, let's give it to the Air Force and the Navy as well and make it also a multi-role aircraft. So it's got layers and layers of complexity built into it. But in the Clinton administration, they had the additional inane idea of making it a concurrent program. In other words, commit to it and start building production models before you've barely begun the test phase. So you're committed to the program before you even know what you've got. And I see no way out of this other than canceling this program and starting anew. And it's going to make a lot of rice bowls, it's going to kick over a lot of rice bowls in the Pentagon. But that's the only way to salvage this horrendous situation that we got from the Clinton and George Bush administrations.